Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Honkamp. Father Clint is an associate pastor in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, The Cross.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save their life will lose it. But whoever loses their life for my sake and for that of the gospel will save it." So much could be said about this passage from the Gospel of Mark. So much could be said about the cross that we experience in today's world. Of course, there's the cross of the virus, the cross of the hurricanes, the cross of the situation going on in Afghanistan, many crosses, and the cross we perhaps are most in touch with this weekend is the cross of 9/11. And we remember 20 years ago how those airplanes collided into the World Trade Center. I was teaching high school at the time and helping at a nearby parish. What does this mean? What could this possibly mean? The students wondered. Where was God? Where was the God in the midst of all this? How could God, that we had been studying in class, permit this to happen? And then, almost as if insight from the Holy Spirit, the words that came out of my mouth, which shocked me as much as the students probably, were that God was right there with the victims. God was running up and down the emergency steps. God was jumping out of the windows. God was dying, but welcoming people into heaven that day. God was right there beside them. And I said to my students, if you can understand this, then you understand that God is with you. There's no place that you can go that God hasn't already gone. There's no experience that you will have that God hasn't already experienced. God walks at your right hand, holding your hand often, sometimes even carrying you into your future. That next Sunday, of course, I had Mass at my parish, not my parish, but the parish I filled in at. And people were profoundly troubled. I shared in my homily what had happened in my classroom. And we went through the Mass as usual. But strangely enough, at the end of the Mass, people just sat down. People just sat down after the closing prayer. People sat down to pray. Some knelt, but most just sat there for 5, some for 10, 15 minutes. They just sat there in silence. I'd like to think that they sat there in silence, realizing that the cross of Jesus Christ, which they were witnessing, was also a symbol of the presence of God in their life. God was there. God continues to be there. Every time we struggle with our own crosses in the world, Christ is present because his sufferings continue to be made present in our world through the love and sacrifice of his beloved children. Christians suffer on account of their faith. They suffer, and in the midst of that suffering, are encouraged to see the eyes of God, not the eyes of humans, but the eyes of God. Looking back, perhaps with a tear, beckoning us onwards through fear. May God bless you today as you continue to embrace the cross of your life. May you find God. May God find you and walk with you to heaven. Have a blessed day.